I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Large parts of Australia's third largest city, Brisbane, are underwater today. Brisbane is in eastern Australia, a region that's been pummeled by weeks of heavy rain, and that's caused widespread flooding and casualties. More than 60 people are either dead or missing. Peter Collins is a cameraman and reporter for National 9 News in Brisbane. He also lives in the nearby town of Towanda that was hit hard by flash floods in recent days. We spoke with Peter earlier today after he returned from a helicopter tour of the region.
Lisa, I started in my hometown of Toowoomba, and then we moved down to Lowood, where we actually, as we flew through, we filmed two rescues. We saw a boat who let off a flare, and they have found two bodies, which we think have come from up near Toowoomba. And then we moved into Brisbane and then followed the highway into the city of Brisbane. And on the way through, they're all started to have water over them. Some buildings completely gone. The highway's blocked from the west into Brisbane. And then moved into the city where the water broke its banks and has started to get itself into the city streets.
Peter, one of the things that we've heard, and I wonder if you've seen this from your perspective from the helicopter that you've been flying around in today, was that there are parts of Brisbane apparently have been relatively untouched. Could you witness that from the sky?
Oh, yes, Lisa. It's only gone a few streets in at so far, and then some other areas right in the city have not been touched. But you can see it moving around every hour. There's more streets got water in them and more buildings got water in them, and people have been sent home from work, shops have been shut down, a lot of sandbagging being done, and it just looks amazing from a helicopter to see the water weaving its way through the streets and through the houses. People with furniture, they put their furniture on the roof of houses, they're actually sitting on the roof of houses. They've all been told to move out because once it's in there, it's going to be, they think, we'll sit there and when it peaks, probably for about a week.
Peter, I don't know when the last time was that you were home in Toowoomba where you began this journey, but can you tell us, if you don't mind, how things are there and whether or not you have any concerns about your own home?
Yeah, Lisa, I was there this morning. I was up at about 5 o'clock. I was down the main street. They were pulling wrecked cars out of drains. Up to 12 cars stuffed into a pipe, an underground pipe. I mean, they're big pipes under the road for water, but to see cars just crushed up against each other and concertina, you know, a dozen cars standing on their noses in pipes, in buildings. The shop fronts had their front shops have been torn off. The town has been locked down for the last 2 days while workers get in and clean up. It's like a ghost town, especially of a night time. And you can just imagine it's still raining there. It's on a mountain range and the fog moves in and it's very spooky. People are shocked. There's not much happening as in people talking. They just go down into the city and the streets and just look and can't believe what they've seen.
Peter, we wish you good luck and hope for the best there, certainly. We will check in with you again. Peter Collins, cameraman, reporter for National 9 News in Brisbane, Australia. Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.